Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it is time for our live local interview. I have a couple of fine guests in the studio with me today. Jody Anderson. Jody's the director of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Institute of Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Extension. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
And Jasmine Shaw is also here with me.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in today. Really appreciate having you here. So, Jody, this is a mouthful.
It is.
Institute of Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Extension. Can you break that down for us a little bit and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Sure. To break that down a little bit, we are an institute that has three main components. One of those is a workforce development component with mining and petroleum safety training. That is located throughout Delta Junction, Soldotna, and Anchorage. And so the other two components of our unit are the focus of the land grant mission, the mandate of the land grant university, which is to take research and turn it into usable material, usable information to share with Alaskans to improve the lives of Alaskans. So our mission is pretty simple. We work to improve the lives of Alaskans. And we do that in two different ways. One is our research side, so the forestry and agricultural experiment station. And so we have both agriculture and forestry research throughout the state of Alaska, predominantly in the mainland area. And then we also have the Cooperative Extension Service, which is taking that information, that research-based information, and getting it to the public. Researchers are very good at what they do, but they don't speak human very well often. And so that's why the Cooperative Extension Service actually was developed, was there was a need to get that research to the people and to help them really directly with that research. And so that's what the Extension Service does. And here in Alaska, our Extension Service looks a little different than it does in the lower 48. We have very diverse areas of programming, including 4-H, which is part of the Cooperative Extension Service. But we also have agriculture and horticulture. So we host and work on the Master Gardener Program and offer that. That's statewide. And we also offer, you know, gardening, horticulture, greenhouse support, those sort of questions can be answered. We have our home health and family development group program, and within that is our food preservation, food safety, family development work, finance, home work. And then we have our 4-H group, which is youth development. Our 4-H in Alaska is very different because we really work on more of a place-based focus as opposed to kind of that traditional livestock and, you know, just just ag-focused 4-H. We have great programs across the state in robotics and, geez, I mean, Jasmine does all of them here. So.
You know, I can't possibly write down fast enough all the things that this program covers. So you're here for 3 days here in Sitka.
Yes.
Correct? So this is your second day, first.
Correct.
First day, or beginning of your second day. So what do you hope to accomplish while you're here, other than kind of overwhelming us with all the different things that your program does?
Well, thank you for that question, because I think that's really the focus. Our unit has is so reliant on our community partners that it was very important as I started this new position as director in February to get to our communities and to to reach out and get to know our communities, to figure out how we can better serve our communities because of our mandate. I mean, we're federally mandated to improve the lives of Alaskans. If we don't know what those areas, those gaps are where people need help, then we can't help fill those. So really, it's just an opportunity to speak with people, answer questions that I can, get them in touch with people that might be able to answer questions that they have, and just to hear from people and see what's going on in Sitka and how can we help.
So let's talk about the communities a little bit. So great. You're here in Sitka. That you've been here before, but not in this position.
Correct.
And
yes.
You've probably met Jasmine, perhaps on Zoom or otherwise, or on phone, but never met her in person?
No, I've met Jasmine in person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Jasmine, you're involved. Probably, I think you have a lot of irons in the fire.
So I'm the person here for Cooperative Extension Service. So I run the Sitka Outreach Center.
Okay. So you have a lot of, you have a lot of irons in the fire because there are a lot of potential directions this extension could go. So you are, tell us a little bit about a couple things. One, just a little bit about 4-H, just a little bit, because we're already running out of time.
I know.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's okay. And also some outreach that you're hoping to do here this summer.
Okay. Yeah. I run the Sitka Spruce Tips 4-H Club here in Sitka. Mm-hmm. And it's open to youth 5 to 18. We have year-round programming. So right now it's mainly after school, a little bit on the weekends. A big program we're doing right now is archery, which I'm going to drag Jody along to on Friday. We're going to do a 3D course with Fish and Game. Then we have summer camps once school closes. Mm-hmm. So anyone that wants to get interested can enroll at any time. Enrollment for every year starts in October, but it's ongoing enrollment. Okay. And we try to keep it low cost. Membership is just $26 for the year, but we have scholarships. So reach out if you want to become a 4-H member or become involved as a volunteer.
Great. So that's one very small piece of this program. But you've also got some travel scheduled for this summer. Tell us about that. And Jody, maybe you can introduce the program, and then Jasmine can talk about her specific role with that.
Sure. Our home health and family development agent located in Juneau, Sarah Lewis, started an extension on her boat trip to Southeast, reaching out to communities that are difficult to get to. And a couple of years ago, I think she started this, and it's become very popular. And she is going down to Prince of Wales Island and moving back north as she comes back home. And Jasmine is going to join her in several of the communities. And it's amazing. It's so cool. And there are no extension agents in the United States who do extension through their boat.
Well, we have precedent for that. You know, we've had veterinarians and we've
absolutely
had dentists and whatnot that travel from place to place.
Right. We're calling it the Maritime Extension Cruise.
I like it.
And
I like it. Are you booking your cabin space by chance?
Talk to Sarah about that.
Talk to Sarah. So do you have a schedule?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. So each cruise has had a different focus because there are so many different communities and we're trying to hit them all in the next few years. And so while last year, you know, we got Petersburg and Wrangell and went up to Pelican and Elfin Cove and Gustavus, like mm-hmm. Jody said, we're going to go to POW this Great. May. But okay. then... In August, there's another cruise happening where Sarah's actually going to come through Sitka, and we're going to have a week of programming here with her. Salmon Ganza will be the first week in August.
Salmon Ganza.
All things salmon.
Okay.
We can talk more about that at a different time.
Yes.
But we're also going to hit up Tenneke Springs and Angoon and some of the northern communities then. So this upcoming trip, I'm going to join for about 10 days. Starting next week, and it will be all the communities on Prince of Wales, some that we'll access by road, but others that will have to go via the water, and then we'll head up to Cake. And so if you're in any of those communities, We have a schedule already out with full rim of classes, each different, food preservation, gardening, health and wellness, 4-H, the whole gamut.
Okay, so where can we go for more information? Two ways. One, online, because we have lots of people that won't be able to come see you, Jody, here in Sitka.
Sure.
And then let's talk about how to get in touch with you in person here. So, couple, Jasmine, I'll start with you. What resources, where people can look for that schedule, for example?
Sure. We've got it all over our Facebook. If you go to the Juno Extension, Cooperative Extension Facebook page is the main spot to look for it.
Okay.
But then also our website, ces.edu, and or you can give me a call, 907-747-9440, and I can send it via email.
Great. And Jody, if people want to come see you.
Sure. If they want to come see me, we are having a coffee hour, coffee 2 hours, actually, specifically, Friday at the back door, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
So if you're around and just want to swing in and say hello, we'll be there. And then throughout the week, Jasmine has us scheduled pretty much by the minute. So that'll be a great opportunity for the community to stop in.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's 8 to 10
8 to
at 10 the back door.
At the back door.
Friday morning.
To speak in person.
Yeah.
Not on Zoom.
Don't have to make an appointment. Just come by.
Just come on. And it sounds like from the breadth of this program that you can ask pretty much anything you want.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Right. Soils, potatoes, whatever.
Potatoes and soil,
4-H.
Anything. 4-H. 4-H'ers planting potatoes.
Right, maritime cruise.
Perfect.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, gosh, we are out of time. Jody and Jasmine, thank you so much for coming in. Hope you're having a great stay, Jody, here in
Sitka. Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you.
And Jasmine, good luck on your maritime cruise.
Thank you.
And thanks for all that you do for the community. So the time is 8:28. You're listening to KCAW Raven Radio.